You are listening to a Mom Forum recap episode. Here's where I share my own thoughts and personal experiences relating back to the previous episode. Be sure that you catch our interviews with moms sharing their journey through motherhood, and then come back and catch the recaps. Hello, mamas. Can you believe this is the last podcast episode of the season? The last episode of season 2. I cannot believe that I have recorded this many podcasts. And before I go on and talk about what I'm going to talk about for this final episode of season 2, I just want to make a little tiny announcement, and that is, in the new year, we will become known as More Than Just Mom, because I realize that my work is really beginning to focus more on the moms and helping moms to focus on themselves through self-care and through creating goals for themselves and for really striving for joy in their own lives before they go on to serve their children and their family. And so if you see that new logo floating around, or you see that our website has been renamed, now you see why. We are now More Than Just Mom. Now, last week on the episode before, I sat down with Hunter Clark Fields, and she and I had such an amazing conversation around mindfulness and being present. And I feel like there were just so many moments that I was validated in motherhood, and so many aha moments. And when I listen back on that episode, I start to think about all the things that I have learned from being a mother myself and from all the conversations that I have had with moms everywhere that I go, including all the podcast episodes. And I kind of put together like just a small little list of like the big ideas that I feel like I have learned and I am really going to carry over into the next year. And one of the things that really comes to mind, no matter what story I've heard or how anyone became a mom, but one of the things that is common is that motherhood is extremely challenging. And I think we get this idea that it's going to be so, oh my God, amazing and beautiful and perfect. And we have no idea the challenges that we are about to face in motherhood. Forget, like, we have these expectations, and motherhood never really follows through on the expectations that you have for it, but there are just so many challenges that come up in mothering that you could just never even imagine. I mean, having to deal with your own issues are a challenge. Having to learn how to parent the personality of your child, being married and having children, and just navigating all of the phases of parenthood. It is consistently challenging from the moment you find out you are pregnant all the way up through the adult years and letting your children go and letting them live their own lives. Every single step of it is challenging. That doesn't mean that it's not enjoyable, that you can't find happiness in it, that you can't find joy in it, but it is challenging. And I think the more that we admit that to ourselves and relinquish that, the easier it is to take on those challenges. When we fight it and we think it's supposed to be so easy and we want it to be this ideal perfection, idealistic image of motherhood, it makes it even harder because we're fighting against what is actually happening. So if we just accept that motherhood is challenging and be prepared to take on those challenges, I think it will really adjust how you approach motherhood and will make it less challenging in the long run. So if we just lean into that. Now, another thing that I think we as moms really have to lean into, especially those A types that just need to have everything go a certain way, because we all know that does not happen in motherhood, and that is to surrender to the unpredictability of motherhood. The truth is, you don't know what the hell you're getting yourself into. And the more we try to control where it's going, how our kids act, how we act, all of the things, like put our plans in place, no, it's just not going to work. And you know, one conversation comes to mind, and that's the podcast with Melanie Fiona and how she had this whole birth plan and how everything was going to go and it was all going to be so wonderful and fabulous, and none of it went according to plan. Not one single thing. She ended up having to have a C-section, and her having to learn that lesson right up front and just surrender to what is in motherhood really sticks out to me as one of the points that that message just rang true. And I think that's true in everything. You know, a lot of people ask me, how do I stay calm in mothering so many children? I have 4 children at home, and I've been through 4 of my stepkids, along with raising them with their dad and their mother. But yes, it is crazy. But the thing that I find makes it easier, just surrendering to the chaos of it all. Like, it's going to be chaos. And the more I try to control it, and the more that I try to stamp my expectations on it and to like stick to those and we can't deviate from that, the harder it is, the worse it is, the more people get angry, my kids get frustrated. It just let go and just learn how to roll with the punches a little bit more. I'm not saying it's easy, because Lord knows it is not, especially if you are that quote unquote A-type personality that needs things to go a certain way. Because man, motherhood is going to force you to surrender at some point in your motherhood journey. You will be forced to give in to what is happening in the moment and to just let go and kind of ride the wave, because there's just, you just can't determine the chaos that comes along with motherhood. You can't. And so I just say, surrender to that and be okay with not knowing what is happening. Because, oh my God, so many times you are not going to know. You're just not going to know. The other thing that I have so learned and experienced myself is we have got to release the shame and judgment that we place on ourselves. We are so, so hard on ourselves and judge ourselves as mothers, compare ourselves to others. And when things don't go the way we think they should, or, you know, we messed up as a mom, we tend to like squash it and we tend to hide it and not share it and be ashamed of it. And that shame will fester inside of you. And it's just not a good practice. And the thing that I know about moms, and I know about myself, is we do that to ourselves more than anyone else. Even, you know, when we see the images that are given to us about what motherhood should be and how we should be as mothers, we don't have to accept those. And we are the hardest on ourselves when we don't do what we think is supposed to be happening in motherhood, or when we aren't the mother that we think we are supposed to be, or the mother that we want it to be. It's okay. Release yourself from some of that judgment, and especially release yourself from the shame, because nobody, not one single person, I don't care what they put up on Instagram, Facebook, any of that stuff, or how you perceive them to be in person, nobody is a perfect mother. Nobody. We are all struggling with something, not doing well with something, judging ourselves on something that we did, and trying to release the shame around something that we may think is just wrong. And at the end of the day, maybe it is. But what are you accomplishing by sitting in shame? What are you accomplishing by beating yourself and judging yourself and punishing yourself for the mistake that you deem that you made? Doesn't help you at all. Another thing that I've learned for myself and also in talking with other mothers is that it is so important in this motherhood journey that we connect with others. Motherhood can be really, really isolating in so many ways on so many levels. And we have to kind of combat that by bringing people into our lives that we can relate to, that mother like us, that don't mother like us, that can understand where we're coming from or can just be there for us. It makes such a difference when you have people in your life that are supporting you through your journey. We are not meant to do this mothering thing by ourselves. And in this day and age, a lot of us are away from our families and we lead extremely busy lives. And it's very easy to go through days and days and days and days without having real connection or contact with anyone outside of our children. That's not good. It really isn't. Trust me, I know. I have been around my kids for days and days and days without contact with other adults, and you will lose your mind. You really, really will. And you will feel alone, and you will feel like you are doing it all wrong, and nobody else is doing it as terribly as you, or having as hard a time as you, and it's just not true. And the more that we can connect with other moms and other people that can be there for us and support us or just go through the journey with us, just the less isolated we feel, the less lonely we feel, the more that we feel like we're in this with somebody else. And it makes it that much better. It really does. And I know for some people, it's not easy to connect in there. And you're not the big group person. And I totally get that. And it doesn't take a huge ton of people to feel connected. But are you reaching out to your friends that are moms? Are you reaching out to anyone and having conversations about how you're feeling and how your day was going? Do you have a mom friend that you can connect with and y'all can share all of the ridiculous, crazy things that your children do? Maybe a mom group will help. I was very anti-mom group and I joined a group and it has been one of the best things that I have done as a mom in terms of finding ways to support me. Just, it gives me a place to go sometimes to meet up with other ladies. I have met wonderful and amazing women that have become an integral part of my inner circle. So many ways. Like, can you call a friend on a regular basis just to touch base and get some of that frustration out and have a conversation with another adult? Are the women at drop-off or school activities people that you can connect with? I know this is not an easy thing or something that comes natural for a lot of people, but there's so many ways in this day and age to connect with people and even use social media as like a real point of contact. I have made some like genuine friendships through Instagram, chatting through my DMs that we have eventually met in person or maybe even not, but I feel like I could really have some real conversations. Like, look at social media as an extension of your community. Join groups on Facebook that actually make you feel like you're a part of something and there's a place where you can have a conversation or ask for advice. And if your social media is a place that does not feel like that, Get out of those spaces. Get out of those groups. Stop engaging with those people. It's called social media for a reason, and you can actually use it for positive social interactions. Now, here's the hardest lesson that I personally have had to learn, and I think is very hard for a lot of moms, and that is to maintain a sense of individuality throughout motherhood. It is so easy to lose yourself in motherhood. It's like it happens overnight. You become a mom, you invest everything in being a mom, and then you blink your eyes, and the next thing you know, you have lost your own identity. I don't know. Maybe it was just me. It happened to me, and I am all the better for definitely taking very serious steps and actions to move away from that. Things like practicing self-care, prioritizing yourself, doing things for you that you enjoy that do not involve your children, continuing learning, continuing trying new things, continuing your friendships. All of these things help you to thrive, not just as an individual, but just also as a mom, a wife, all the roles that you have. If you feel like you have a sense of self, you can be there in so many more ways for the people that you love and care for. And I'm not saying it's easy. It takes thought. It takes planning. It takes practice, especially when you are not used to taking care of yourself or doing things for you. But it is worth all the work. It is worth making sure that you are at the top of the list on a daily basis. It is worth making the extra effort to plan your day to ensure that there is a piece of your day that is just for you. It makes all the difference in the world. I cannot preach that enough, which is why I am really looking to switch over all of my work to focus on women being more than just mom. Because if we throw all of our eggs in that pot, we leave all of our validation, all of our happiness, all of our identity to who our children are. And we don't want to do that. You have to maintain some level of you in this crazy, chaotic, overwhelming journey that is motherhood. And I promise, starting there helps you in all the other areas and all the other roles that you play. If you center yourself and put yourself first, not all the time, we can't always be at the top of our list, but if we spent more time focusing on who we are as individuals, I promise you, you can just be there in so many more ways for your children, for your husband, for your spouse, for your family members, for your friends, and you will be so much happier and just so many things. So I hope that you will continue on this journey with me. I hope that these lessons I have shared for the end of season two help you or ring true with you in some way. And I hope that we will see you in the next season when we come back as More Than Just Mom. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. And we will see you in the new season, season three. And thank you, thank you, thank you for your support through these first two seasons. If you have not done so already, go hit that subscribe button, share it with your friends, and also leave us a review. We would greatly, greatly appreciate that. Thank you, mamas. And don't forget, take care of yourselves. Mwah. Please join us over on social media on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at The Mom Forum, or come give us a visit on our site, themom-forum.com, to read our new blog posts, shop our products, or check out our next event. Thank you, and we will see you the next time on The Mom Forum.